What I want to talk about this week is the philosophy of the path of least resistance. Now, this is an idea and a philosophy I think that is profound because so often in our culture, the things that we want to achieve, we always assume that they're so difficult to get to. And we think that the way in which we're going to get to them is such a challenge. It's always a struggle. And this becomes a lot of times our de facto way of thinking. So what I want to share with you here is this idea of the path of least resistance, which when you start kind of using it and living by it, can balance you out. Now, right off the bat, I'm not saying that you always want to do the easiest thing, right? Sometimes you need to struggle. Sometimes you need to work through things, but it certainly does not need to be all of the time. Right? And so if you're like most of us, we need to balance it out and we need to identify the path of least resistance more often in our lives in order to achieve more. Okay, and I'll tell you how that works. You know, when, for example, when we think about losing weight, we start thinking about strict diets. We start thinking about intense exercise routines. And as we've talked about, you know, these are big things that are great when you have lots of motivation. But once you lose the motivation, for whatever reason, a lot of times we don't have a backup plan. Right? It's all or nothing. So this idea here is that we begin to look for things that are very, very easy and simple to do. And the more of them that we can find, right? So remember RAS, reticular activation system, we see what we believe. Whatever car you have, you see that out on the road, right? Because it's just part of your reality, right? That car is important to you because you drive it and now you notice it. You don't notice all the hundreds of other cars, right? You automatically notice that car. It's the same thing with whether you believe things are going to be difficult or you believe they're going to be easy. So the easier you believe things can be, the path of least resistance, which option would that be? The more you look for it, the more you're going to find it. And the more you find it, the easier it is to do. Because remember, we're not looking for the hardest workout, right? Because as soon as you have the hardest workout, you always need to get motivated to do it, right? It's always kind of this get yourself boosted up to do it. The path of least resistance, we're looking for things that are as easy as can be, right? How can I lose weight in the easiest way possible, in a way that's practically automatic? I could drink a little more water because that would fill me up a little bit. I could drink more water because it'd help me digest more, you know, food easier. I could say no to that snack, you know, that one. I like the other ones. I'm going to keep them for now, but I'm going to get rid of that one. You see, it's the path of least resistance, the thing that is easiest to do. And as you begin looking for these little things, you're going to start creating a different reality for yourself in a completely different system for losing weight and keeping yourself healthy. Okay, I can tell you for myself, another thing that happens is you start, there starts being a chain reaction that you become aware of. So it doesn't have to be one relationship away from it. What I mean by it is this, when I first began doing yoga, it wasn't just that I stopped myself from eating bad foods. What I realized is that if I did yoga, that it naturally caused me to crave bad foods less. Okay, so what I found is it was easier for myself to do yoga and know that two things down the line that was going to stop me from wanting bad foods than it was to not do yoga and try and stop myself from eating bad foods. Okay, so it was easier for me to get myself to do yoga at night than it was for me to get the willpower to stop myself from just eating bad foods with the no yoga. Okay, so you see what I'm saying? It's that path of least resistance that, again, another one, if I take a few minutes every day and just sit quietly, quiet my mind, quiet my body, that helps me make better decisions. Just naturally, it just does. Okay? So again, that follows along with that idea, the path of least resistance, the easiest thing to do. It's very simple for me to sit quietly, right? It's certainly easier than using all the willpower to stop myself from eating a lot of foods. Okay, so again, it'll give you a wider range of options, I believe, if you begin following this path. Now, the other thing that begins to happen, and this builds up over time, as you start identifying and noticing that, well, that's easy to do, I'm going to do that. That's easy, I'm going to do that. The more you start thinking that way and you start looking for those things, sometimes what happens is you start to realize and feel that losing weight really isn't that big of a deal. Right? Because it's not. it depends on how you're looking to do it. If you're looking to lose weight by following an extremely strict diet and crazy exercise plan, then it's very difficult. It's very challenging. If you're looking to lose weight by drinking more water, taking a walk at night, skipping, you know, the snack in the afternoon, you know what I mean? And kind of going online that way. If you do it that way, it's a lot easier. Okay, so you're not just influencing the specific behaviors that you're going to do. You're also influencing your unconscious long-term beliefs. And this is very important, because if you think about losing weight and you think about how difficult it is, that's going, or I say it can, weaken your belief that it's going to even happen. And if you believe it's too hard, it's probably not going to happen, then that's going to weaken your resolve, your motivation, and the results that you get, right, and the actions that you take. Whereas if you believe something's relatively easy to do, right, you can kind of keep on doing it, it's simple, you can follow through with it, it's not hard, and you know you can do this long term because it's simple, it's comfortable, it's easy to do, then in your mind you start believing, and if I can keep doing that for a long period of time forever, then I'll be able to get the results I want, and it'll be easy to maintain it, and that'll be an easy thing to do. And it starts to become more exciting because it starts to feel more real. Okay, but again, one way to identify what I'm talking about here is by manifesting, by cultivating this sense of path of least resistance, doing the easiest thing possible. And again, this oftentimes goes directly against what we are taught over and over and over again, that no pain, no gain, right? Anything worth achieving is very difficult. And there is a place for that. Okay, I'm not going to say everything easy is the only way to go. Okay, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that oftentimes we're way unbalanced and we're always thinking about things in a very difficult manner, and that creates all kinds of problems. So what I'm suggesting to you, almost guaranteed, is that by cultivating the sense of following a path of least resistance is going to most likely balance you out and begin to make you aware of alternatives, alternative ways to get the results you want that you had never tapped into before. Right? So begin looking for them. What are the easy ways to get the results you want? Now, the big difference here is that you have to give up a little bit on time initially. Okay, so what I'm saying is, you know, extreme diet, extreme exercising, well, you'll get results quicker. Okay, most likely. But what happens on the other side is that it might take a little bit more time to begin to get those results, but they're way more sustainable. Okay, and that's the trade-off. You know, the trade-off is this, that oftentimes when people start thinking this way, start believing this way, their results actually start to speed up. And there's a lot of weird reasons for this to happen, but you'll have to experiment with and find out if you're one of those people. That oftentimes people get quicker results this way once they really believe it. Because magical things happen when you change your beliefs. Okay? But this is just one more way to change your beliefs in a very, very deep, congruent way. Path of least resistance. What's the easiest way possible for me to lose this weight, to live the way I want to have the body I want? The easiest way possible. And it doesn't just have to be one thing, it's multiple things, right? It's water, I take a few minutes and I focus on my breath. That actually helps me. Again, it doesn't help me immediately lose weight, but it helps me down the line. The more relaxed I am, the better food decisions I make, right? And the more deep breaths I take, the more relaxed I am. Okay, so it's a few things away, but it affects it, and it's easier. Okay, so as we can think about all the easy ways you can influence yourself, you're going to begin thinking differently. So that's what I want you to think about this week. Get it in your mind, path of least resistance, the easiest way possible, right? And do it in all the areas of your life, just for a week, just experiment with it. Notice how it feels, because it's a life changer. It's a completely different way to approach things for a lot of people. Okay, so do that, and I'll talk to you next week.